it's been a oft-repeated question that I've been asked by multiple people to elaborate on a question that's been asked, which is, husband allowed and wife allowed to use sex toys? And I have seen multiple so-called female, usually, coaches who are advocating, Muslim coaches, who are advocating for sex toys, to the point where no haya, they're like telling them how to, like, they're showing them how to wash them and all that. With a lot of followers, PhD, sexuality, sexologist, and so on, supposedly. And the reality is that these things are not permissible. I'll tell you why. First and foremost, because this is, you're introducing something strange, strange as in foreign, that's not part of the actual body of you, and that is something different now. It's not you and your wife. So people talk about oral sex. Oh, is oral sex permissible? Of course, it's part of your you. This is you doing it, right? Just like, for example, masturbation, right? It's not permissible for a person, oh, to masturbate themselves. But for a husband to masturbate his wife, or the wife to masturbate her husband, is permissible, right? For a man to do certain things to his wife is permissible. Oral sex and vice versa. This is part of you, your thing. But when you introduce something foreign into the bedroom, especially toys which were created with a purpose to destroy female sexuality and to emasculate men. And if you look at most of the toys, yeah, now they have toys for men as well. But if you look at most of the toys, who are they directed at? At the female. Why? You know, a lot of women will blame men for not being able to please them sexually. But a lot of people don't understand that a lot of the reasons why men sometimes cannot please a woman sexually, sometimes, not always, is because this woman has been using toys throughout her teenage years, masturbating, conditioning herself to specific ways of achieving orgasm, and many times through these toys, be them penetrative or not. So you have bullets, you have all kinds of vibrators, all kinds of dildos, different sizes, different locations that they reach, and so on and so forth. And mashallah, these sisters don't seem to be very shy to teach the amount of a variety that is out there. And they're wearing their hijab and starting some of their videos with Bismillah and Mashallah. And sadly, even in some of their husbands are participating in this. God, that is so cringe and such so emasculating that a man accepts that he cannot pleasure his wife, which goes to show how what a man he is, that he cannot pleasure his wife, that he needs the support of the Energizer Bunny, the Energizer batteries, because he's not man enough to please his wife. But so two things though. Number one, we need to understand that women, because of societal influences, have been conditioned to masturbate, to use these toys. You don't, in general, men don't really go for these toys. I mean, they have some toys for men, but in general, men don't usually, like, they don't use toys even to pleasure themselves. It's women. These toys have been created for women, to destroy women. How does they destroy women? Well, if you look at the vibration, the oscillation, the frequency of some of these vibrations, there's nothing that a man can compare with that. It's just not there. And I wouldn't use it for many, many years. I saw a question of one of the sisters, 16-year-old, asking whether it counts as a body count that she's been using 10 dildos in her life. She's only 16, Muslim. She's not a virgin anymore, dude. I mean, you lost your virginity. To what? To a plastic thing? To a rubber thing? A battery-operated machine? That's how Shaitan works. He's gonna make things very, very beautiful to people, and wow, hot and attractive. And of course, females are easier to corrupt. Again, I stand by what I say. Sexually, females are easier to corrupt. And that's why they focus this whole dildo and vibrators on women. Yeah, now they have robots for men and all these things, but in the end, the guy is gonna go for a woman. But the women, as you can see, if you look at the purchasing power, who is buying these things, look at the statistics, it is women. And women will give you at least 10, 15 excuses as to why, such as safety, and I don't want to get pregnant, and it's better than Zina, and blah, blah, blah. In the end, they get married to a man who's been gifted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they'll say something like, oh, you can't please me. Oh, he doesn't know how to please me. Oh, this and that. Oh, I need to do myself. Oh, I need my rubber. I need my bullet. I need this. Then you got these Muslim coaches with their simp husbands being in the video with her talking about how they use sex toys. You're not a man, bro. You are not a man. You're a lesbian. You're not a man. Sorry. I'm so sorry. Trying to be as polite as possible. So that's why you shouldn't be using toys. It destroys you. Then you're going to blame men. Of course, women love to blame men. Oh, it's men's fault. Everything's a man's fault. It's a man's fault that women cannot achieve orgasm. It's a man's fault that women become lesbians. It's a man's fault that women cheat. It's a man's fault that women are feminists. It's a man's fault for every, even if a tree falls in the Amazon, it's going to be a man's fault. In reality, yes, men do have some fault. And that's why we're teaching them to be real men. So the solution here is not, oh yeah, we should, allow women to explore and to this and that. The solution is for women to control themselves. Like anyone else, you have to control yourself. This is what it is, yeah? People fall into sin and this and that. But you cannot justify now, just because you cannot control yourself, to start justifying certain things. At least we should have the decency for that. Okay? And to corrupt your sexuality and to corrupt your fitrah because, well, it's not really zina. I can allow, I can use it. Well, if my husband does not please me, then, well, we can use toys. Learn how to please her, man. Men do have a fault here because they become simps. They're not real men. Real men with real testosterone and real manhood can please a woman, man. It's not difficult. It is not rocket science, bro. Okay, grow a pair, all right, and have some knowledge and have some pride and at the same time be humble and to learn. Because if your wife tells you that you cannot please her and that you should do this or that, like I get a lot of questions about my husband doesn't want to stimulate me. Dude, what is wrong with you? Stimulate her, bro. Do it properly. Know how to stimulate. Let her tell you and teach you how to stimulate, because women know. Because she knows exactly what she wants. And trust me, she knows how to stimulate herself. All you need to do is to learn how to do it the way she does it, or even better. Because in the end, when someone else touches you, you know, it's better than any of these plastic. The plastic don't hug, doesn't kiss, doesn't feel the same. Yeah, it might be stronger oscillations and frequency and vibration, but in the end, it doesn't have that connection. And you are forfeiting that connection and becoming a simp. You're becoming a woman, you're becoming a lesbian. You know, as a man, the man lesbian, by participating with these toys. Yahi, Allah has created, He has given you your manhood. You have your own toy. It's natural. It's different. It's proper. Stop simping out. Have some humility and humbleness to learn what she wants. And Allah has given you 2 hands, 10 fingers, yani a tongue. Okay, you have a lot. Your body, work out on yourself, take care of yourself. And yes, you can please her. Allah has given a man the ability to please a woman. It's only since we started simping and being weak and being emasculated is that now we can't. Now men have to go and buy their wives dildos. And not just that, assist them in this, or let them do it by themselves. What a shame. Instead of teaching men how to be men again, these men, these lesbian men, these feminist men, are now simping out and allowing themselves to lose their masculinity and manhood. The last drop or drip that you got of masculinity is being removed from you by a dildo. How sad we have become. Stop simping, man. Be a Muslim alpha man. Boom. You can do it. Trust me, Allah has given you everything you need, man. Just grow a pair of nachos.
Are you tired of all these annoying ads on YouTube? Are you worried that a haram video might pop up? Well, the One Islam TV app is here to solve these problems, inshallah. The One Islam TV app is 100% free of any ads and is safe to browse for your peace of mind. Watch or listen to lectures and lessons while you work, rest, or drive with your device switched off. Watch videos on demand or download videos and watch offline. Watch hundreds of high-quality produced Islamic reminders, Quran learning videos, stories of the prophets, and so much more. 2 to 4 new videos uploaded daily, inshallah. One Islam TV is 100% run and owned by Muslims, which means a small amount you pay for your subscription is a sadaqah jariyah, continuous charity for you, as we use the funds raised to continue producing more beneficial videos and reminders. Inshallah. The One Islam TV app is now available on Apple devices, Apple TV, Android devices, Android TV, Amazon Fire TV, and Roku, so you can watch on most devices and smart TVs. Download now for a free 7-day trial. May Allah reward you for supporting our work.